KUTX 98.9, this is Jody Denberg live in Studio 1A, and any time is a good time to hear the voice of Gina Chavez. But today is especially timely because what a week she has on tap. Friday, her new EP, Light Beam, is released, and on Saturday, there's an amazing show happening at Antone's. It's the EP release show. It's also the Niñas Arriba benefit concert, and there's some congratulations in order for that show as well that we'll talk about in a little bit. Gina has an amazing five-piece band with her. We're going to hear a live song, and then we're going to come back and chat on KUTX. Please welcome live Gina Chavez.
Suffer in your light beam, caught up in this whole thing, never mind what I need. I suffer with you, every eye upon me, everybody waiting, never mind that I'm shaking. I suffer with you. Direct the spotlight, tell my dreams all the time. I suffer with you, I know every heartbeat. Baby, can you feel me when you're out living lovely? I suffer with you.
Fantastic. Gina Chavez and her band live on KUTX from Studio 1A. Light Beam is the name of the new EP that is out Friday. The release show is Saturday at Antone's. And Light Beam is actually one of a couple of songs that have been released as singles prior to the EP coming out. Gina Chavez, 10-time Austin Music Award winner. Thank you for being here.
Oh, well, thanks so much for having me.
So Light Beam, that's the name of the EP, but that is really a word that connotes what's behind this whole record, which is your relationship with your wife, Jody, that began on the UT campus, I think, about a dozen years ago?
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Way to date me. Yeah, it seems like so long ago, but yeah. And it all began not too far from here.
And what is it about the word light beam that is symbolic of your relationship and what you hope to express with this record?
You know, this song in particular, I actually wrote it with the idea of what it's like to be with somebody who's in the spotlight. So I kind of wrote it from my wife's perspective. And all of these songs, you know, I really took some time out to just songwrite for a little bit and try not to play too many shows and just kind of dive back into songwriting. And I just let the music bubble up. And these songs were, you know, some of the tracks that started coming to life. And I don't know, it was just kind of, it was nice to let it breathe a little bit. And I didn't realize these songs were there. You know, I didn't realize these love songs were there. And it seemed fitting that, you know, we just got married last September. And it was kind of a beautiful way for me to reflect on our relationship, but not, I wasn't intentionally doing that, right? Just kind of came out through the music.
Came together organically.
Yeah, yeah.
But does Light Beam also connote when people are in relationships that they have to keep secret for some reason or another, and that you're shining a light on it?
Yeah, I mean, I loved the word, you know, I wrote this song, and when I was looking at the tracks and kind of seeing like, hey, is there a title track? Is there one that really can carry the weight of the album? You know, I like the word. I think, again, it's kind of, I don't know, I think it's all of those things, right? It's us having to hide, it's us being out and being able to say, hey, I have a wife, and that's so cool, and being able to introduce her that way in no matter what circle we're in. You know, I think it's also about the people that call us to our best selves. You know, she is very much that person who calls me, you know, there's a line in there that says like, show me how you shine bright, I'll direct the spotlight. And she totally does that for me. And at the same time, realizing that the people who do that for you, like they carry a lot, you know, and she does so much behind the scenes. And so it's like, I get to be the face and people know my name, but a lot of times like she's the reason I'm even here or being able to do those things. And so it's, you know, I feel like it's a little bit of a tribute to my wife and to the people who love us in that way.
I think that's beautiful. And one of the things that you do with your wife is the Niñas Arriba Project. It's a college fund for women in San Salvador, El Salvador. And you two both worked on this project, right?
Yeah, so we actually lived in El Salvador before we were married with Catholic nuns, and that was a whole experience. But that was in about 2008, 2009. We lived in El Salvador. We taught English to girls in an all-girls school, and essentially the long story short is that it felt wrong to just leave them, and we kind of wanted a way to continue the project. And so it was actually Jody's idea to, she was like, hey, what if we start a college fund? And that idea turned into, cool, how do we raise money? Which turned into benefit concerts that we've been doing for 7 years. This year is really exciting because we are celebrating all four graduates of the four young women that we've been supporting throughout the years with the Austin community. And this year is the big celebration party.
You gave me a little chill there. That's really an accomplishment. Congratulations to you.
Thanks.
And everyone involved in Niñas Arriba. The show that celebrates these graduates and the project, the benefit, is Saturday at Antone's with friends Jane Ellen Bryant and Carrie Rodriguez on the bill. Gina and the band will play at 10 o'clock. So on this EP, I think it's the first time that you're not singing in two languages, that you're singing all in English. And also sonically, it's different. You know, you had a producer working with you, Dwight Baker, who's worked with like Alpha Rev and The Wind in the Wave. Mm-hmm. Did you go in wanting to make something that was a departure, sonically speaking?
You know, like I said, I kind of just let myself write. And, you know, I'm still, as much as I might like to say I'm bilingual, you know, I'm not a native Spanish speaker. And so a lot of times when I want to write music in Spanish, it's very intentional. Like I have to be like, okay, I'm going to like write a song in Spanish now. And I love the language, but it's just, it's not the natural thing for me. You know what I mean? So anyway, so, you know, I think part of it is I was just allowing myself to write and it wasn't necessarily coming out as Spanish music. In no way am I leaving that behind. You know, this was more just, hey, let's see what happens. And, you know, and then I got the chance to work with Dwight and I thought it'd be a fun time to kind of, you know, just expand a little bit and see how somebody else works and see what happens with a slightly different sound. And honestly, I love the outcome. It's been super fun. And I actually have five Spanish language tracks that I'm in the studio with Michael Ramos with. So that will be coming. We're definitely keeping that part of the Gina Chavez experience too.
You're surrounding yourself with good people. And in fact, I'm going to introduce some of them now and then we're going to do another song.
All right.
Kenneth Null is on the bass, Jerry Ronquillo on percussion, Michael Romero on synthesizer and vocals, Brad Johnston on keys, and Clint Simmons on drums. All accompanying today, Gina Chavez, who you can see Saturday at Antone's, and the celebration is for her new EP, Light Beam. And what's the next song we're going to do?
So we're actually going to hear Let It Out, which we'll release this Friday as a single. Like I said, I'm kind of releasing these songs as singles. It's a singles world, right? But if you want the full experience, come Saturday and you can get your album and everything. Anyway, but the song Let It Out does have a teeny bit of Spanish in it, and it has a teeny bit of Arabic in it, and it's kind of a tribute to, we've been able to travel all over the world with the U.S. State Department, and so this is a bit of a tribute to places we've been and, you know, meeting young people around the world and just realizing, like, we're all the same. Like, we all just want to be loved. We want to be loved for who we are. We want to be able to be who we are. And people everywhere love dancing. And so this is a little bit of a, hey, let's just like let it out and be ourselves and dance.
What kind of good is money when famine comes round? Stop all a million voices, these walls gonna get loud. Let it out. Serenade us now. Golden desert you are, not quite what you seem. Under a concrete cover, beautiful queen. Let it out, get down. Let freedom find you running in the rain. Been around the world, I've seen your eyes. Your heavy heart beat just like mine. These colors weigh.
Austin's Gina Chavez, live on KUTX from the new EP, Light Beam. What a great song. What a great band. Thank you, Gina.
Oh, thanks so much. And I should say we are doing a pre-screening of the video for that song for the VIP peeps at our show. So.
And so that VIP pre-show is at 7 on Saturday night. It's at Antone's. It's the Niñas Arriba benefit concert and Gina's EP release show with some wonderful people, Jane Ellen Bryant, Carrie Rodriguez, and Gina and her band. Thank y'all for being here. Can y'all stick around? We'll do one more, and then we'll post them all at KUTX.org.
I mean, I guess so, Jody.
I know. It's kind of a rhetorical question because we're not letting you leave. So thanks to Gina and her band, big time. And I'd like to thank our folks, Cliff Hargrove, who mixed Studio 1A today, our multimedia crew led by Julia Reese, assisted by Renee Dominguez and Hannah Edelman, and our Studio 1A producer is Deidre Gott. I'm Jody Denberg. Go see Gina and the band and her friends Saturday night at Antone's. You've been listening to Gina Chavez live on KUTX.